You know, we all go through various seasons of life, don't we? But through them all, we can make an effort to share Jesus Christ with others. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Kristen Nave explains.
When I think about sharing Christ, I think the word that comes up to me is the word seasons. And so there's different seasons in our life. I became a Christian in college, and I learned how to share my faith. It didn't occur to me that, you know, the way I was sharing my faith, whether it was on campus sharing or in my dorm room or in my sorority house, I wasn't thinking through that someday things were going to change. And so how would that change the season of, you know, sharing my faith?
As her life circumstances changed, Kristen still shared her faith with others, just in different ways.
When I was in the marketplace, that changed a lot, and I had to be a little bit more cautious, and I learned that really a lot of the relationship had to precede, you know, evangelism. I was in the public school system, so I had to be a little bit more careful. Then I became a mom to an infant, and I was exhausted. I wasn't even brushing my hair most days, and so that's when really that creativity had to come is, Lord, you know, help me. I'm so tired. How am I going to share the gospel? And that was when, you know, one day I was sharing the gospel on a plane, or whether it was just going on a stroller walk with a friend and just talking. And so you do have to get creative and know that there's so much grace in that season of life. Jesus says, you don't have to try to be a light of the world. You are the light of the world. So if I'm meeting with Jesus in word and fellowship and I'm in prayer with him, then naturally it will flow.
As God gives you the desire to share what Jesus Christ has done in your life, you can ask him how to do that in this season. You need some help along the way? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.